The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the rape conviction of Cole Taylor. The prison inmate argued in April that the judge at his trial should not have allowed the jury to hear testimony from Taylor's prior sexual assault victims. But the High Court says prior bad acts evidence is admissible if it's relevant and not unduly prejudicial. Cole Taylor was tried in April 2019 in Fourth Circuit Court for raping a woman in Deadwood. In his defense, Taylor said the victim consented. Trial Judge Michelle Comer allowed testimony from two more women who said Taylor raped them, one in 2013 and the other in 2014. Also admitted was DNA evidence indicating Taylor had sex with both women. Charges in one case did not go to trial, and a jury found Taylor not guilty in the other. Because he had been acquitted, Taylor contends he was subjected to double jeopardy when the 2019 Lawrence County jury heard details of the earlier allegations. At oral arguments in April, Assistant Attorney General Chelsea Wenzel tells justices that the prior bad acts evidence served to counter Taylor's defense.
Consent was a material issue. Defendant was claiming consent. So he opened the door in that way to one of the relevant issues.
Wenzel says the trial judge gave the jury instructions on the limited purpose of the evidence.
The court also instructed the jury that to consider this evidence, they had to find by preponderance of the evidence standard that the acts occurred and defendant was the actor.
In its opinion, the state Supreme Court says precedent has established that evidence can come into play even after an acquittal if it's considered under a lower standard of proof, in this case, preponderance of the evidence, rather than beyond a reasonable doubt. The Supreme Court found it is relevant and permissible to bring in testimony from past victims who say that they, like the present victim, did not consent, especially when their allegations are backed by DNA evidence. Justices also rejected Taylor's argument that his 50-year sentence, with 20 years suspended, was too harsh. Taylor, now 29, comes up for parole in September 2040. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.